Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Act Like a Man. So, ito po ang season episode 51 na ng Act Like a Man at dumadami po ang episode natin dahil naka-quarantine lahat. Tulad ng mga kasama ko ngayon. And very special po ang ating mga contestants ngayon dahil meron po silang common denominator. And this will be our topic for today. And hopefully, makatulong po itong topic sa inyong lahat. Ang topic po natin ngayon is, paano na pag yung wedding day mo nasa quarantine lockdown? So, marami po akong kaibigan na ang wedding po nila ay somewhere in the lockdown period ng ating, dahil po sa ating virus, sa COVID-19, affected po ang mga love life nila at medyo malamig pa ho ang kanilang pagtulog sa gabi. Dahil wala pa yung nakayakap. Right? So, andito po ang ating mga guests. Baka pwedeng magpakilala by pairs na lang kung sino ang mag-partner para alam nila. Okay, start na tayo sa pinaka-obvious. Sila, Tim.
Hello. I'm Tim and she's Louise. Ano po? We've been together.
Anak mo ba yan? Anak mo?
Opo. Kapit-bahay po. We've been together since, August of 2018.
Okay.
So, we're 1 year and 7 months na. So, ang kasal po namin ay sa April 16.
April 16. Malapit 16. Na.
Malapit na po. Okay. So far, since it's not affected by the enhanced community quarantine, so we're hopeful na pasok pa rin, makakatuloy pa rin kami sa wedding.
Alvin at saka
Hi. Yan, ako si Alvin, yung aking lovely fiance, si Trisha.
Yeah. Hi.
So ano ba? We've been together for 1 year and
5 months.
5 months.
Hindi mo memorize. Hindi ko yung nag-aaroy. Memorize.
Bibilang ako. Ayan, yung kasal namin was supposed to be last March.
March 14.
14.
O kayo yung tinamaan talaga, March 14.
Ang tinamaan. Yeah. Ayan.
Okay.
Ano pa ba?
Yun na muna.
Tapos si...
Yan, Trish.
Tapos yes. Canceled it March 12.
March 12, canceled ko March 14.
I canceled it March 12.
Cancel mo na yung love. Hindi na kayo. Hindi na kayo ni
Anna.
Hindi ba? Postpone pa lang pala.
Postpone pa lang.
Nagliligawan ulit kami.
At least mas mura pa ulit yan. Ligawan lang.
Oo nga.
Okay, next.
Okay, I'm Dan. So, my fiancé is si Gabby Tiongson. So, we've been together since... August 24. Oba. 24. Yeah, birthday niya. Oba. 24. Yeah, birthday niya.
Mali. Mali.
26. Sorry. 24 birthday niya. So, yan. Initial date namin is April 11. Okay. So, tinamaan siya ng community quarantine.
Tinamaan din siya ng Holy Week. Alam niyo naman yun, no?
Yes.
Holy Week. So, Holy Week na, quarantine pa.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Sige, Gabby, may sasabihin ka ba?
Nag-cancel din kami. Ayun.
So, nag-cancel na kayo ng date niyo of April 11. Wala na yung April 11.
Yeah. Yes. Wala na.
Alright. So, ang episode natin ngayon is we're going to tell the people who are watching us ano yung process of going through the decision, anong mga emotions ang na-feel nyo, naiyak ba kayo, natuwa ba kayo, hindi ko alam kung anong na-feel nyo ba. And might be good to start off with sila Alvin at saka si Trish. Yan, kung ano bang, anong nangyari. No, so saan ang venue, ano nangyari, kwenta nyo lang a bit to our people.
So our wedding was supposed to be in Sofitel, March 14, Saturday, 7 o'clock in the morning. So we had to to postpone it and tell our suppliers that we are postponing it ng March 12 ng gabi. It was difficult. Ang daming iyak. It was...
Sino mong umiyak? Ikaw o si Alvin? O dalawa kayo?
Pareho ata kami.
Ako isa lang, artista.
Difficult po siya. Nung time na yon, parang we don't know how to decide. We don't know where to go. Di namin alam what to do next. So, more like ganun. Kasi there are a lot of noise din. Ang dami ng reports. We were concerned with our families. We were concerned with our friends. We are concerned with what is happening. So, parang, and tapos we are, tapos ready na lahat. The plans are there. The suppliers are ready. Most of the payments, mga 50% down payments, bayad na yung mga last payments na lang. So, parang, ang dami lang po talaga namin kinukonsidered during that time.
So, Alvin, anong emotions mo naman about it?
Emotions ko? Actually, I'm more of concern. Nung emotion ko, ang dami kong kinukonsider if ipupush through ba namin o hindi. So, emotion ko, more of paano namin siya itatawid. Parang gano'n. So, especially that time, kasi more of si Trisha, yung of her family, pupunta dito sa Manila to check in. So, dami namin kailangan i-decide 2 days before the wedding kasi most of her family needs to check in. So, kami, hindi ko alam emotions ko noon . Kaya ginawa ko, gumawa ko ng Viber group, nagpa-pray ako. Ayun. Actually, number one na kinakonsern namin noon una is, should we get married or not? For our own personal reason lang talaga, yung for us to get married. Para wala nang, first is yung malagpasan na namin yung season na to, journey, and next season is, we're married na, there's no temptation or whatsoever, ano pa ba, yung ayaw na namin ulit mahaselan sa pag-schedule ng mga supplier. Ulitin kasi namin yun all over.
Pero nag-refund naman yung mga supplier sa inyo.
Reschedule. Walang refund.
Yeah, reschedule. At least, walang nawalang pera. Right naman.
Yung cake lang pala. Yung cake lang.
Ilang araw kayo nag-cake?
Hindi pa ubos hanggang ngayon.
Tumaas ba Japan?
3 layers.
Hindi ba style?
Kasi yung cake, papadala namin kayo.
So, sa part naman namin, more on recalibration, both sa emotional, spiritual, lahat. Actually, lahat . So sa akin, siguro, one of the highlight is yung indifferent pairing ng men tsaka si women. Kasi sa amin, so, siguro most of the men siguro nakaintindi naman ng more logical tayo, diba? So pag hindi siya natuloy, we plan kung anong pwedeng gawin. Pero sa iba, sa babae kasi is yung emotions na invested dun sa pag-plan, ganun sa kanila. So ako hindi ko siya mag-gets nung una. So yun, nung parang nag-uusap kami paano namin ipa-plan yung next. And then, maganda siya, learning for both.
I wanna make it clear, naging emotional si Gabby in the process.
Yes.
So anong thought process mo nun, Gabby? Why be emotional about it?
Honestly, ang akala ko, di na kami ikakasal. Kasi yun yung parang, emotion ka agad . Yung parang, hala! So, malayo-layo pa naman kami kasi April 11. So, yun yung mas mahirap for me. Every day ako nag-iisip anong pwedeng mangyari. Pag babae, kaya emotional, ang dami kong ina-imagine. So, na-affect ako. Sa 2 weeks namin yung pinag-decidean, no? Dan.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
So, we didn't want to rush a decision. So imagine mo lang pag babae, everyday mo siya iniisip. Bago maging one page kayo ng fiancé mo. So parang, oh! Ayun. So it helped rin namin, at first, sabi ko kay Dan, parang, uy, consult na natin to, si ganyan, paano nilang ginawa? Kasi we have friends like kayo, kayo nga, diba? So kayo yung mga nag-mentor sa amin. And then even our pastor who's officiating us, so like, let's ask them na. Pero like si Dan, he was like, dapat one page muna kami. Kasi ang dami kong narinig, lalo na yung family ko. Okay, yung family ko, grabe sila magbigay ng opinion kung anong dapat gawin. So yung 2 weeks na yun, sobrang intense for me. So doon ko rin natutunan makinig kay Dan, dahil yun naman yung kailangan, diba? At matrain. So eventually, when we decided, we were able to tell the key people, and they understood. So yun pala yung kailangan ko matutunan. Dahil nga, sobrang emotional ko.
So ano na, no? Training na agad, no? Hindi pa kayo mag-asawa.
Yeah.
Maraming training. Wala pa nga.
So handa na kayo, Dan. Handa ka na.
Sa ganyan. Yes, handa na. Ay. Good opportunity rin.
Sabihin ko yung totoo. Ako nga, hindi pa ako handa
ngayon. Hindi, I mean, ano, ready to learn. To learn.
Mas marami pa. Mas marami pa magdadaanan ganon.
Pareho kami ni Gabby.
Hugo, tapas, or di.
Akala ko hindi na kami ikakasal nung una.
Hindi ba dapat ang mga lalaki umiyak na hindi na kayo kakasal dahil naka-jackpot sila? Ba't parang kayo pa yung nalugi?
Sa aming dalawa naman po, baliktad, mas ako yung unang nakapag-adjust.
Para may iba naman.
Po, sure ako na kahit ma-postpone or hindi, alam ko naman na ikakasal kami. So... ayun, madali ko naman po siyang natanggap. Tsaka sa aming dalawa ni Tim, ako po yung siya yung mas planner, mas arranger, siya yung mas futuristic. So, yun.
So, Tim, ikaw yung umiyak.
Hindi naman. Ano
natuliro po siya.
Since tuloy naman kasi yung wedding naman namin, nung nag-announce si President Duterte, pasok pa naman. Mm-hmm. Kumbaga, hindi kami magka-cancel because of the virus. So, first of all, yung venue namin, walang grounds to cancel. Mm. Kasi, ano naman, pasok naman, pwede naman kasi sila mag-deliver. So, wala kaming choice but to push it.
Okay.
Ang pwede lang namin gawin is to reschedule. So, di kami pwede mag-refund. So, since, syempre ako, as yung journey namin while planning it, since I'm, kumbaga, may, ano ko eh, mas ako yung idealist. So parang nakita ko ni itsura, nakita ko ni first time na maglalakad siya sa aisle, naramdaman ko ni emotions, parang ganun. So medyo nag-invest ako dun sa idea.
Parang bata ka pa lang iniisip mo na, no?
Parang ganun.
Nag-grow mo yung mga G.I. Joe mo.
Kinakasal yung G.I. Joe. Anyway, so yun yung ano sa akin, parang ay sayang naman, first time namin kakasal, pero hindi ko ma-experience yung nasa isip ko. But while in the process of planning again, deciding kung itutuloy ba namin yung celebration, syempre madaming factors kasi may mga bisita kami na elderly. Mm-hmm. And syempre anticipating the after effects kahit tapos na yung quarantine. For sure, meron pa rin mga bagay na kailangan mo i-consider. May mga magka-cancel. Mm-hmm. So instead of kami, tuloy namin with a lot of people, parang naisip namin na madami pa rin magiging anxious, magiging mag-worry, hindi sila at peace while celebrating. So, instead of doing that, nag-usap kami and malaking pasasalamat namin din sa community kasi yes. While deciding, madami nagsabi sa amin and naka-receive din ng word si Luis kasi from God to listen to the elders, to listen to the leaders. So, it's easier for us to apply it kasi yun yung nangyayari. Kailangan namin ng advice since hindi namin alam yung gagawin namin at that time. Kung itutuloy ba namin na ganito or not. So, madali na kami nakapag-desisyon. Kasi si God na yun eh. Kahit na emotional ako at that time, sinong sigad na yung nagsabi. Parang, sige Lord, mag-submit kami. Kasi yun nga, parang mas na-deal lang dun nung sigad na talaga yung nag-speak.
Yes.
Okay, so ano naging decision nyo ngayon? Now that this has happened, Luis, anong decision?
So, ang decision po, may resort kami to an intimate wedding na lang. The two of us and our intimate family. Immediate family members. So, mga 13 na lang po kami.
13 kayo?
Kasama yung pastor.
Ay, hindi na kami invited. No?
Kung gusto niyo po, blessing po naman doon kayo.
Hindi, okay lang naman. Kahit online.
Pero...
Kasi ngayon pa lang, nakita namin, hindi na kayo nagpa-practice ng social distancing ng ano mo.
Oo nga eh.
Masyado kayong madikit.
Wala kasi internet sa kanila eh.
Achoo!
Yung isa sa pinonsider namin is yung place kung pwede ma-refund. Pero hindi siya pwede ma-refund eh. So dapat ang plan namin, reschedule namin yung event sa Manila na lang, pero hindi pwede. So ang naging final plan namin is intimate wedding na lang. And then yung place sa Tagaytay, parang celebration na lang sa anniversary namin.
Ah, okay. So, mauna kayo ikasal na intimate din. Same as sila, yes. Kim. Tapos may celebration. Yes. Ganon din kayo, di ba, Kim?
Ganon din po yung sa amin.
O kakasal pa rin kayo next month?
Yes, kakasal pa rin. April 17 yung target namin. After nila, team.
So, nauna pa ngayon sila, team?
Nauna pa sila, team, yes.
No. So, kami, ano, what we've decided, is to postpone talaga until mag-settle down lahat ito. The word kasi that we received when, yung during those 2 days, the word that we received from God is to, sobrang clear sa amin, protect His people. So parang yung heart lang ni God, pinakita niya sa amin is what He wanted for His people. So kami, we really want to get married. Also, yung go na go pa nga, especially yung ano, daming gustong pumunta. Si ano, si Anya Randel, yung daddy mo, grabe, sabi, pupunta ako. See you. Ang taas-taas ng ano, na dami na nagka-cancel, sabi ni Tito Randel, see you, pupunta pa rin ako. Sila Gabi, kahit di sila kasi quarantine sila.
Hindi pa nga yun, so, gravity nung visit ng virus nun.
Grabe talaga. So yun, so noong una, sobrang confused kami kasi parang we want to get married na talaga. And then sobrang ano, napagod kami dun kakaisip about so many things. Pero when we really decided na let's just stop what we're doing, then let's seek God. Na that's when we received na yung word lang sa amin is to protect His people. So gusto kasi sana namin intimate din. Pero so tanong namin, pag intimate, sino yun nandun? Eh yung buong family din ni Trisha, small, which is intimate, so nandun din silang lahat. So parang ang hirap. So when God told us na my heart is for the people, for yung mga atin, parang we need to take care of those people. So, yeah, we decided na postpone na lang.
Actually, pag nagpakasal ka this week, intimate yun. Konti lang talaga pupunta.
Kasi yung intimate namin last time was parang 50 people pa, pero 50, okay. 60. Tapos when we were, when we were planning about it, parang ang dami lang, paano pag ganito? Parang there was really no peace. Yung parang if we push through, parang one solution was resolved, parang one problem was resolved, there's another one that would come up. Yung, paano pag ganito? So parang those are the things na talagang, ay, ang hirap na rito, Lord. Paano na ba talaga? What do you want us to do next?
Yeah.
So when we really quieted and then really seek the Lord, then He said, okay, stop muna yung packing, stop everything. It was just very timely. Sobrang sakto siya. Kasi after that, we decided and we said, okay, let's show God's love to the people also by protecting them. Mm-hmm. That's where that unexplainable, yung peace lang that transcends all understanding. Yung parang, Lord, thank you kasi there was just that calmness that we can't also explain, we can't understand, but it was just, we know that it's from the Lord.
So, thank you for protecting us, your guests. I think lesson dito, no, makita natin, iba-iba talaga yung context. ng mga mag-aasawa. There's no one solution. Like as we can see here, there's different kinds of solutions to the problem. Walang tamang way. Pero ang tama talaga is hindi pwedeng large gathering. Magagalit si President. Right? But there are different solutions to the same problem. No? So, last words lang, no? Maybe for each one of you, ano yung mga, anong encouragement or advice na gusto nyong ibigay sa mga ikakasal from March, April, May, June, July? Yan. Sinigurado ko na. Somewhere there. Anong encourage niya sa kanila?
I think encouragement ko, especially sa mga ikakasal. I know how difficult it is when it comes to finance. I think that's one of my major concern kasi. So parang niisip ko that time, if hindi, parang lumabas na lahat ng pera. Usually, di ba, ano, this blessing comes also sa pag may wedding na. Mm. So parang magiging break even yung bank account. Pero ano, ngayon nangyari, it's totally different. So, pero galing lang how faithful God is. God showed me that He's able. At the same time, He's concerned sa situation natin. So, kahit iba-iba yung concerns natin, He makes sure that He's able to meet our needs. So, yun. I think it's also high time. Ako, one of the things that I've learned during this crisis that we had is that I'm able to trust God more. I'm also able to depend on Him more. Galing lang, lahat na nangyayari sa akin ngayon, bigla na lang, in a snap, God can do it. About yung mga concerns ko sa finance and everything, galing lang, God answered all of those things. Yun lang. So, ikaw lang, anong gusto mong sabihin?
Ayan. For me, what I can share is, first is, we have to acknowledge our emotions. Kasi, it's really difficult. But, aside from acknowledging our emotions, it's very important also that we decide with wisdom. Our decisions should always be with wisdom. We seek help if we need help. And we pray about it also. And look ahead with eyes of faith. We can always look ahead, look on what will happen next with eyes of faith. And let's finish strong in this season. It's a season of faith building and character testing also. And this is where this is also a season where God exposed my heart. Ano ba talaga yung nasa heart ko? And I'm very grateful that kahit na difficult siya, I was able to go through this because I know that God is even protecting us.
Yeah. So si Alvin pa rin ang nasa heart mo.
Oo naman!
Ayan, hello yan. Yung, ako naman, yung takeaway ko dito sa experience na to, yung importance of, yan, dudugtong ako sa sinabi ni Trish, yung acknowledging that there are things that are out of our control. Pero yung mga bagay naman na hindi natin kontrolado, nasa kamay siya ni God. So, sobrang nakaka-comfort lang na kahit gaano natin planuhin yung wedding natin or yung buhay natin in general, di ba? God is our ultimate wedding planner. So, ayan, we are in so much peace. At saka, may napanood akong video ni Pastor Dave. Ano, ang tawag niya dito ay interruption. So, interruptions are interruptions. Interruptions are opportunities. Diba? Naalala ko yung story ni Mary and Joseph, di ba? Engaged na din sila, pero nagkaroon ng interruption. Diba? Nagpakita yung angel, nag-bear siya ng son, na wala yun sa plano nila. Pero, kailangan niyang mangyari para ma-fulfill ni God yung destiny nila sa buhay nila. So, ako, pinangahawakan ko yung na nangyayari to because mayroong purpose ni God na hindi ko pa nakikita pero alam ko na napakaganda. Thank you.
Thank you. Ko katabi mo na yung purpose ni God. Eh. No. Gusto ko lang i-clear no na yung kay Mary, yung interruption niya na buntis siya. Gusto ko lang clear sa inyong anim na wag muna kayo mabuntis habang hindi pa kayo kasal. Iba po yung dati At si Jesus po yung laman ng kapuna ni Mary, no? So, unless it's the Messiah at non-contact ang mangyari, okay lang, pero with contact, bawal po yan. Nililinaw ko lang.
Just to add on what the others have mentioned, siguro gusto ko lang i-emphasize yung value of being in a community. Kasi sobrang naming na-appreciate na we're surrounded by godly leaders that helped us to decide, helped us to understand our situation. Yung mga nanauna na sa season namin, yung mga nakasal na. Saka, kasi if we will decide out of our emotions at that time, sobra kami frustrated. But because it was backed by the wisdom of our leaders, even the word of God, yun nga, we're in so much peace right now. So kahit ano yung mangyari, kahit yun nga, plano kami April 16. Kung ma-cancel man yun, kung extend man ni Duterte yung quarantine, okay lang sa amin kasi yun nga, we know that ano, we are protected by God.
So, sa amin naman siguro, ano, it's a good start to be united and to decide as one. Or to be ano, as one din talaga. Kasi ano siya eh, dito nyo may makikilala rin yung isa't isa kung ano yung emotions niya, ano yung the way she thinks. And yun, siguro don't worry kasi God is sovereign naman. And no matter what, anong decision na gagawin natin, basta hindi naman sin is okay yun, na hindi naman tayo alis dun sa will niya. So, ayun lang sa akin. Sa'yo, Gab?
Akin lang is, ito yung iniyak ko eh, parang wala talaga akong control over my life. I've had many interruptions with my life. Even Danison, well, I don't want to say an interruption, but it's not something you plan. And so, even if there was this one thing I thought I can plan, I cannot. So, that revealed the nature of my heart. And I think, like what with Trisha and Luis are saying, na talagang these interruptions will really become a blessing eventually. And God has a purpose for it. At that time where me and Dan are thinking about it and deciding, honestly, sa totoo lang, inaaway ko siya. So parang, like emotional kung emotional, like I've never seen this side of me. I never thought I could be like this. If you know me, it's just not something that I could expect from myself. Pero, yun nga, nare-reveal eh, ni God. So, I feel like if those of you are planning and realizing there's nothing we can control, it comes down to the point of surrender and talagang, Lord, kanina ba kami kumakapit? It's you. Not the events, not the idea, not anything else. Pero it's you. Isn't everything else a bonus? Ayun lang, mapapaluhod ka pa rin. Pero in those times, you will be even more secure than you were when you were planning. Ironic lang.
Gusto ko lang sabihin unang-una, tempted akong sabihin sa inyo, with the power vested in me, I marry you all guys now. Pero hindi po gawin yun. Illegal po yan. Wala pong online marriage. Secondly, I'm so proud of how you guys took this. Alam ko, sobrang hirap nito. Kung kami nito, hindi ko rin ma-imagine what will happen. COVID changed our lives. But at the same time, we know that Jesus is the ultimate wedding planner. Napakamura lang po ng package niya. Pwede pang ma-postpone. Okay, so ganyan talaga si Lord. No? Hindi ko alam bakit. Marami tayong mga tanong. Aside from kung may dinosaurs ba, pangalawang tanong siguro sa inyo, bakit nagka-COVID nung week na ikakasal ako? No? So those are good questions to ask the Lord. And for those of you na ikakasal in the next few months, I hope this video has encouraged you. This video has put a little more perspective before you make any decisions in life. And we want to thank everyone here. Thank you, Trish, Luis, Gabby, Dan, Alvin, and Tim sa inyong insights. Kung itong video na to ay nakapag-bless sa inyo, if this has blessed you, if this has helped you, please share this, especially to your friends who are getting married in the next few months. Hopefully, this video would help. Also, please like and subscribe to this page. And ikalat nyo rin po tong Act Like a Man, no? Lalo na habang quarantine. These are good videos to watch to help all of us. So, thank you so much, guys. And God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.